Good morning. It's Friday, 19th of February. Our New Testament reading today brings us to Mark chapters 15 and 16, the end of the Gospel. I'm going to read to you today from Brother Lou Sargent's book on Mark. This is the greater part of his final chapter, which is headed Concluding Reflections. At every stage and almost every step, we have seen the Lord's life interpenetrated with the Word of God. Yet, while he took law and prophets to himself, lived out their word, and laid upon himself their burden, the fact that he was going voluntarily on a course marked out for him did not check his spontaneity or chill the warmth of his heart. He was himself, quick, eager, loving and lovable, overflowing with selfless giving for the needs of men and women. Yet in a very act he was the Word made flesh. As Son of Man, he was instant with emotional response, compassion, sorrow, anguish, sometimes the flash of anger. Yet he was Son of God and Emmanuel, God with us. So we follow with awe, with pity, with horror, as the net of human evil closes around him. And yet, at every step in that last week in Jerusalem, we see him master of the situation and not its victim, controlling events even when men think they have him in their power, making the hour for preparation for the disciples and himself, choosing the time for his rendezvous with his enemies. Master at every moment, shall we say, but one. The mystery of the agony in the garden of the olive press, when he prays that the cup may pass, yet submits his own will to his Father's. During this week, and up to his breathing out his life upon the cross, he more completely than ever lives out the things that were written. Thus it must be. The Son of Man must suffer. Yet he is not merely acting out a preordained role. He is meeting his enemies with all the power of his mind and the depth of his own knowledge of the scriptures and the power of God. It is they who are fulfilling the prophecy. He knows the course it will take, and he lives it through as the Lamb of God. But he grieves as he sees them going in all assurance the way to their own forewritten doom, judging themselves while they think they are judging him. It is in the spirit of Christ himself that, out of all the events of those last days and the hours of crucifixion, the Gospel writer chooses those in which Scripture was fulfilled. We know nothing of the sufferings on the cross, except for those things which men did to him which fulfilled prophecy, or in which Jesus identified himself with the written word. We have seen all through how conscious Mark is as a Gospel writer of the underlying allusions to Scripture, the interweaving of the prophetic word in all the life of the Master, the prevailing reflection of one part of Scripture or another at particular points of his ministry. Mark does not quote, but the word is always present in the story, and we cannot doubt in his mind. And it is evident that this continual consciousness of Scripture being fulfilled can only come originally from Jesus himself. In this awareness of the ever-present word, we travel on with Mark through the sacrifice to the joy of the third day and the message of the angel. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. The Lord is risen indeed. Let us look forward with joy to the day when we shall see him in his glory. Thank you for listening.